Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, this facial massager was advertised in 1971 as performing a gentle penetrating massage. It looks like it was well suited for that purpose. And the ad ironically even says, "Give it to her." I wonder what that really meant. Yes, it's definitely for a face and not recommended for use anywhere else. And it says that it's a handy purse size at about 7 inches long. This is back in the olden days when the gounette still had some dignity. They also didn't explain why it needed to be waterproof. Up next, this Arkansas school principal was sentenced to jail for running a school fight club with her students. If only she had graped her students instead, then she probably wouldn't have received any time in the slammer. I wouldn't have seen a problem with this so long as she was teaching them about Project Mayhem. This is a joke though, because when I was growing up, this was called recess. We would get into fights between classes. The truth is, she was just running a bullying circle. She got the bigger kids to beat up the kids that she didn't like. Number 3, talk about unintended consequences. Or maybe this is intentional, with China banning women from modeling lingerie on live streams. So now men are doing it. China's turning into Sissy Twink Central. Why does the one on the left have cat ears? And if it was China's intention to ban effeminate men, it looks like it backfired. Looks like China's femboy era has finally arrived. But Chinese people say this is from 2023, before China banned effeminate men. Now we know why. Moving on, speaking of China, this Chinese biologist wants to extend women's fertility life by making them have their periods 4 times a year instead of once a month. I don't think that's how it works. There are millions of eggs and they go bad based on time and not when they get released. Olivia says if this works, then women will go from having the time of their month to having the time of the season. Harvesting the eggs and creating embryos is the best way to ensure fertility. Number 5, many people think that we'd probably be better off if the Y2K bug destroyed all the computers back in 2000. Not me though. Computers and the internet allow me to get ahead in a world where it was next to impossible for me to deal with people in real life. But yes, for most people, computers mess them up. I guess the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Also, without computers, fashion and design would have continued to evolve instead of being recycled. Up next, which girl would you choose? I'd pick number 2, toned. The rest are either too fat or too skinny. Even the so-called fit one is overweight. I'm guessing that most guys would also choose number 2, but they'd smash all of them in a pinch. At least they all seem to look different with varying clothes and hair, unlike most women these days that I see in public, who are all identical, and why do their clothes not fit and look like potato sacks? Number 7, is this really the greatest downgrade in history? Not really, because most Egyptian women are not completely covered, and the original Egyptians are still there, and they are the Coptic Christians in the country, and they make up the minority, and still look like the 3 young women at the top. Arabs took over Egypt and converted a ton of Coptic Christians and had more kids than them. That's why they're the majority today. Moving on, Javier, the absolute legend, posted this. It looks like it might be in India. Actually, it's probably not, because the woman in the picture would be forced if it was. Imagine how often the farmer founds people smashing in his field and they actually had to put the sign up. Then again, for all I know, it could mean no doggy, but all other styles are just fine. Just imagine how awkward it would be for people to be found out like this. Number 9, looks like the trend for 2026 is the stay-at-home boyfriend. And here I thought that the last year's trend for women was not having a boyfriend. I guess it's time for men to enter their soft guy area and for women to take their rightful place dominating the workplace. This could have been avoided. Women didn't want to make guy sandwiches, so now they're working for a boss for 8 hours a day. When that guy gets bored, he's going to divorce her, taking half her stuff, and get a real woman who respects him and helps around the house. Up next, Jamie Presley started a NoF page because she believes in evolving with the times. What she really means is that no one will hire her because she's too old. So now she's adapting to the new marketplace and hoping to make $1 million in just one day or week off her celebrity status. Recently, that chick from American Pie also started a NoF page at 50 and made millions without taking her clothes off. We're about to see an avalanche of used up cooch on there. Number 11, here's real GDP per capita growth in the OECD countries from 2015 to 2024. And surprise, Canada's dead last. What do you expect when you flood the country with 5 million Indians in only 5 years into a country which had 35 million people back then? And all the elbows up boomer idiots don't care, because all the immigration keeps the cost of healthcare and retail goods low and the cost of their houses high, so they keep voting in more of the same and screwing over younger generations. Moving on, here is the difference between Tinkerbell and her fat Mexican cousin Taco Bell. But I'm doubting that Taco Bell would make anyone fat, because doesn't that stuff run right through you? When you realize that both of these pixies are after Peter Pan's Dixies, then you'll know why our soy society has a problem. One thing's for sure though, those wings won't take her anywhere, so she'll have to take the bus. Watch one of the most recent Chronicles of Bones episode to see an awesome Tinkerbell. Number 13, would you smash whatever the hell this is? I would, because I've always wanted to get on top of a waterbed. But seriously, how does one even get to that size? You'd have to go through a full case of Oreos on a daily basis. The best way to prepare for this is with baby oil, a squirt gun, slip and slide mat, and 3 Domino's pizzas. But if you slide into her too hard, you won't be able to get your skull out of her crack. Up next, here's one of the reasons you leave single incel men alone. This Indonesian man ended his neighbor who had kept asking him why he wasn't married, at the age of 45. The lesson is that if you see a man with no family and no hope of a future, you mind your own business. And you don't ask him any tough questions, because he doesn't have much to lose. Maybe he wasn't an incel and the reason he wasn't married was because of his temper. I'm just saying. Number 15, this is what the average female looks like in the United States. Actually, here's a correction, as she's way more likely to look like this these days. They are 5'4" and 170 pounds. I'm 5'9" and at my heaviest I was only 185 pounds. Looks like women be slacking and need to hit the gym. Too bad a picture can't show their terrible attitudes and bird hands as well. Moving on, this biotechnology engineer from India exposed himself on an Emirates flight from Dubai to the UK in front of a mother and child. Usually we use the term engineer as a joke, but in this case he really is one. That doesn't bode well for those who aren't. Then again, I'd be doubtful about his credentials, because there's so much fraud in his country. I will say though, that he actually does have great hair. Number 17, if you had bought $143,000 worth of potatoes, you'd be a millionaire right now. Looks like food inflation is coming fast, along with higher interest rates to crash the economy. Whether or not the stock market also crashes is anyone's guess. The manipulation has gone so bad recently. A good way to tell if you're going to crash is if the final signal is triggered. If the value of long-duration bonds goes up at the same time as the markets. Let's see if it happens. Up next, it looks like teachers on average are the least intelligent university graduates. Even drama and art history majors are ahead of them. Of course they're the dumbest, because after all, if you can't do, you teach. Physical education majors are the dumbest of the bunch. I believe that's why so many swimmer dude bros in my high school with low average grades went into kinesiology, which is a fancy way of saying physical education, or those taking criminology and then becoming cops, or more likely, security guards. Number 19, you know this isn't going to end well, as one Somali migrant cost the Finnish government and economy the output of 280 workers. At some point, the gravy train for migrants will end, and they'll either work for their benefits or leave. I doubt they'll do either of those things, but instead choose chaos and civil war as they fight for their own state in Finland, as well as other places. Also, what happens when their heat gets turned off when they get their own state? That's when they'll most likely leave. Moving on, looks like nature always finds a way. These two inmates who never met but were both in a Miami jail on murder charges had a baby. When the dude bro here wrapped his sperm in plastic and sent it to her through an air duct. Here's an actual picture of the child finally realizing how he was conceived. I guess now we know why criminology majors aren't all that bright, because they didn't think of this particular possibility. Number 21, and speaking of babies, it looks like Mia Khalifa is about to have one, and she says that she's a devoted wife ready for her growing family. I feel sorry for that poor child. They're going to be harassed in school like it's nobody's business. And I was thinking that father is going to step out for milk one day and never return. But he'll be back, because she's now worth somewhere between $8 and $14 million. Maybe he'll take the baby and force her to pay alimony and child support. Up next, imagine growing up in the Indian education system and seeing stuff like this, telling you that lighter-skinned Indian people are more beautiful than the darker ones. Now I know why skin whitening is so popular in that country and other parts of Southeast Asia. Meanwhile, many Indian men act like they're desirable megachats. Here's what this meme looks like expressed in real life. Do they have a point? Number 23, and speaking of India, this New Zealand woman is being hunted down by the police because she captioned this picture, "Welcome to New India," when she posted it. The only reason they're doing this to her is because she's pointing out the truth. If she was smart, she'd find a way out of that sinking ship of an island country. India seems to be setting up colonies all over the world, and Western countries are welcoming them in, because they're running out of young white folks. Things will get really bad when all the young white folks end up leaving. Moving on, young men are deciding not to go to college in record numbers. And it looks like even young women are starting to see less of a point in going. Men figured out that it's a debt trap, and now college grads make the same amount over their lifetimes as non-grads. Also can't wait for all the diploma mill universities in Canada to go bankrupt as their enrollment craters. Then again, maybe that's wrong because getting a degree still means you're more likely to be employed. That could be due to having no choice but to pay off your loans. Number 25 on the last one, British singer Duffy recently said that 6 years ago she was drugged and taken to Pakistan where she was raped over and over again. Do you believe her? Apparently this happened in 2010 and she was famous then, so they took her and then returned her. She's going to reveal her story in a Disney Plus documentary. And I wonder why they returned her if it's real. Perhaps they didn't want to take the chance of being arrested for murder. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.